The Ghana National Service Scheme has introduced a number of sustainable programs to help curb unemployment, especially among the youth. The initiative is to augment government's efforts in tackling graduate unemployment in the country. This was the highlight at the launch of this year's Ghana National Service Scheme Stakeholders Conference in Accra, according to the Executive Director of the National Service Program, Alhaji Imoro Alhassan. The scheme's engagement with major stakeholders will help solve and minimize graduate unemployment. These days, young boys about age 10 or younger are found on buses, popularly called trotro, ostensibly preaching the gospel for money. These children conduct their evangelism during school hours, which will have a negative effect on their education. Radio Ghana's George Ankara seeks the views of some clergymen on the situation. First, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. He described the development as religious bigotry and misdirected spirituality.
It is the responsibility of every parent to ensure that their children are nurtured, trained and socialized. Train the child the way he should go when he departs. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. That's what the Bible says. So, in as much as we want to appreciate children attempting to share faith, it should not be done at the expense of their education, at the expense of their nurturing, at the expense of their socialization. Now, the issue that you are talking about is a situation where children seem to be using the gospel just to make money. And it is the reflection of what is going on in our society. We have become so religious gullible that any attempt to criticize anything that comes in the name of religion, one is branded a devil or somebody who is antichrist or anti-God. But I think we need to draw a clear distinction here. You know, young people, adults, have the responsibility to take care of these young ones. And for young people to simply be boarding buses and claiming that they are preaching the gospel, even though preaching the gospel is good, I think the context is wrong. I think the people who are doing it is wrong. We need not encourage that in this country.
Prof, you'll be surprised that on board these vehicles, if you attempt to correct or speak against it, all the other passengers will jump on you as if, like you earlier said, you are the devil.
It's a real problem in our country. You see, this is what I call misdirected religiosity or spirituality. You know,